This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi commended India's historic achievement recently in space exploration and the growing prowess in modern space technology. Addressing the nation in his first Mann Ki Baat program of 2025 on Akashwani, the Prime Minister said that the country is setting new benchmarks in space technology with visionary scientists and innovators providing solutions to further challenges. Hailing the Bengaluru-based Indian space tech startup Pixel for successfully launching the country's first private satellite constellation Firefly, Mr. Modi called it a significant step towards self-reliance. The Prime Minister also applauded the flourishing startup ecosystem in the country, adding that the registration of startups in Nagaland surged by over 200% last year. On the completion of 9 years of Startup India initiative, Mr. Modi applauded the remarkable growth of the country's startup culture, particularly in smaller cities. The 55th World Economic Forum WEF annual meeting will begin today at Davos in Switzerland. During the 5-day event, India's model of inclusive growth and digital revolution will be highlighted. The Indian delegation will be spearheaded by Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, along with Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patel, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu, Food Processing Industries Minister Chirag Paswan and Minister of State for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Jayant Chaudhary. In Jammu and Kashmir, the final trial run on the Katra-Badgam railway track of Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramulla rail link, USBRL, was completed yesterday as the 18-coach trial train started at 8 a.m. from Katra railway station towards Kashmir. The trial train has reached Badgam, and this completes the final trial run on the USBRL. The ambitious Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramulla rail link has been completed at a cost of 41,000 crore rupees. The Employee Provident Fund organization EPFO has simplified the online process of uplifting member profiles. The members whose universal account number has already been validated through Aadhaar can update their profile like name, date of birth, gender, nationality, father or mother's name, date of joining and date of leaving themselves without the requirement of uploading any document. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has directed officials to enhance crowd management and communication systems in the Mahakumbh Mela area in view of the upcoming Republic Day festival as well as Mauni Amavasya and Basant Panchami Amrit Snan. He emphasized for a robust security arrangements during the Amrit Snan on 29th of January and 3rd of next month. Today is the last date to withdraw the nomination for the 70-member Delhi Assembly election. A total of 719 candidates are in fray till now. As per the Chief Electoral Officer, a total of 477 nominations have been rejected out of 1,522 nominations. The voting for the Delhi Assembly election will be held on the 5th of next month and the counting will take place on 8th of February. A Mumbai court has remanded Bangladeshi citizen Shariful Islam Shehzad, an accused in actor Saif Ali Khan attack case, in 5 days police custody. Shehzad is accused of attacking and injuring actor Saif Ali Khan on Thursday after being caught trespassing at the actor's Bandra residence. Team India created history by winning both the men's and the women's titles at the first ever Coco World Cup. The Indian team showed great speed, strategy and skill to claim the trophies at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium last night. And that's the end of this news bulletin.